the shop, and you can help Catholic Radio at the same time. The website can be found at AveMariaRadio.net.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Produced by Ave Maria Radio and broadcast through the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tamio.
And it's a Friday morning, February 13th, 2015. Hope you're doing well. Much of the country is in or going to be in a deep freeze, at least a good portion of the East Coast, and we feel for all our friends in Catholic Radio, whether you're listening on Emmanuel Radio or our friends, of course, out there and many of our other stations on the East Coast. We feel your pain. In Michigan, we really do feel your pain. We're not getting all the snow, but we do have the already very cold temperatures. This morning, it was about -1. That was the temperature in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So just to stay warm and, of course, stay tuned to EWTN. We have a great show lined up for you this morning. Our friend Matt Swain from the Sunrise Morning Show will be joining me momentarily. And then after the news, if we have time for the news, because there's an incredible reflection from Benedict XVI in the Magnificat today that I just have to share with you, which ties into what we're talking about today, of course, being open to hearing God. Now, this comes from the Gospel for this morning. And how about the readings all week long, reading into what's happening in our culture, connected to what's happening in our culture, as the Word of God always does, because God's Word is alive. But boy, I'm Dominic and I doing the readings this week, and we're like, holy cow, is Jesus trying to tell us something? All week long we've been hearing about, of course, creation. And yesterday we heard about the beautiful relationship, of course, God giving life to Adam and Eve, and bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And then this morning, or yesterday, we hear how they were naked and unashamed. And today, well, and we have original sin moving into the picture. But the gospel is about Jesus actually curing a deaf man. And then there's a beautiful reflection from Benedict XVI all about opening our ears to God. And it caught my attention, well, first of all, because I just love Benedict, but secondly, because the quote that is in here is one of the quotes I had on the cover of my first book, Noise. Put simply, we are no longer able to hear God. There are too many different frequencies filling our ears. And boy, if that isn't true out there. You know, a lot of people have been, not a lot, I'd say most of you have been extremely encouraging and telling me to give them more information and thanking me for the resources. But I'd say a small percentage, I think I've maybe received 2 or 3 emails this week saying we shouldn't be talking about 50 Shades at all. I understand the concern for maybe giving something very bad free publicity by even mentioning it, but I think you really have to take each case individually and look at what's going on here. One of the reasons why the books 50 Shades of Grey and the film are so popular, especially among Catholics and Protestants, and numbers are huge in terms of who's reading this, is because we haven't talked about the beauty of God's gift of sexuality enough. That's why we have this incredible teaching of the theology of the body and how the Theology of the Body Institute, remember we had Father Thomas D. Simone on with us last week, he was so good at telling us, you know, the truth about what God has to offer us in his gift of sexuality and how we are supposed to receive it. And then what happens when we go out of God's plan for marriage and sexuality. We do need to talk about this from a Catholic perspective. We need to educate. We need to catechize. And in many cases, we need to re-catechize, because you know as well as I do that, and you may have had the same experience that I have had, that a lot of us were catechized first by the culture. And so if we don't talk about it, people are going to continue to hear from things, not just from a non-Christian perspective, but from a truly pagan perspective, which is anything goes, do what you want, who cares, and the result is chaos. So, with all this in mind, we've got 2 interviews which I think you'll really appreciate this morning. Dr. Patrick Fagan, who is probably at the top of the list of experts regarding the devastating effect of the influence of pornography. We're trying to bring you the best of the best in this field. The other day we had Dr. Marianne Ladenon from the University of Pennsylvania. She was amazing, and we had great feedback on her interview. We're also going to be interviewing Dr. Miriam Grossman. She was on Al's show not too long ago. She's another expert. Dr. Meg Meeker and I are talking about this, and hopefully Meg is going to be on with us very soon. The American College of Pediatricians has now put out a warning regarding 50 Shades of Grey. So I believe that we need to always talk about these things from a Catholic perspective. And some things we ignore because it's just not worth going there. But when you see the impact of pornography, and so many of you, especially women, have written to me who have come out of abusive relationships, and the men in their lives who are abusing them were hooked on porn. There is a connection here. So we're trying to give you the most updated, accurate information, and again, from a truly Catholic perspective. Speaking of which, Ave Maria Radio has done a whole new list of resources. Just go to our homepage at AveMariaRadio.net. Al's got a really good commentary, very funny and some things tongue-in-cheek, but really looking at some of the ridiculous nature of how low we have really sunk in terms of settling for this garbage. So first up, after Matt's on hold. I'll get to him in just a second. We're going to be talking after the break with Dr. Patrick Fagan from the Family Research Council. He'll take your calls and questions. And then we're going to talk to, as we promised, Rick Schwartzwelder, offering you a beautiful alternative to 50 Shades, is this lovely film called Old Fashioned, which also opens up this weekend. Now, if it's not showing in your town, what I'm hoping is that Rick can tell us how we can get our local box offices interested in bringing it into your town. So good stuff today. Plus, of course, you on a Friday morning. So Dr. Patrick Fagan and Rick Schwartzwelder coming up. First, though, my friend Matt Swain. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Not bad, Teresa. You ready to celebrate the Feast of St. Cyril and Methodius tomorrow?
I am so excited. You know why? Because we have a very active St. Cyril and Methodius parish in the Archdiocese of Detroit that does all kinds of really neat symposiums and conferences, and so it means a lot to us here in the Archdiocese of Detroit.
I was so disappointed. I was going to get my wife a St. Cyril and Methodius Day card, but they don't have them at any of the greeting card stores around here.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that
no
is?
St. Cyril? I don't know. But anyway, I guess
that's
we'll have
why
to
it's always hard to find images of St. Teresa of Avila. Now, her prayer card is pretty popular, but trying to find a statue or an image of St. Teresa of Avila is much more difficult. St. Therese is everywhere. She's very popular, and I love her too, but St. Teresa of Avila is my favorite, and it's really hard to find images of her.
Well, I kind of like the image that I have in my head of her because she seems like she would just be so much fun to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Very feisty.
A little bit.
So how are you doing?
Doing well. Very excited about the fact that next week Lent begins, and that's going to be Ash Wednesday. Can you believe that Lent is already upon us? It's crazy.
No, weren't we just talking about Christmas and New Year's?
I think we were, but I have to say that Lent is my favorite liturgical season. I like it even more than Advent.
Really?
And, yeah, I guess that makes me a weirdo, but I grew up with Advent. I didn't grow up with Lent, and so now that I've got Lent, it's super exciting to me.
It is a really good time just to pull back and reflect, and there's so many gifts that come during Lent. And I love Holy Week. I love Holy Week.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
We had so much fun, too. People don't realize the cultural impact in Western civilization that Lent has had over the years. We were talking with Rita Heikenfeld, our Bible foods lady, about how many foods have their origins in Lent, including pretzels, which when they're folded in that certain way, it looks like you have your arms crossed over your chest in prayer. And it was developed because back in the day, nobody ate butter, milk, cheese, eggs, any of that stuff. And you can make pretzels without any of that stuff. And so that's what they did.
Wow. See, that you
so
are
pretzels
just,
have their origin in Lent.
You
yeah.
are just filled with, as Nick Tom would say, fascinating facts. All right. So what are the facts about the Sunrise Morning Show next week? Who's coming on?
Well, we just had a fascinating conversation. You were talking about Benedict the 16th's reflection on word and silence, and he really elaborated on that beautifully during World Communications Day a few years back.
Yep.
And we're talking about that very concept with Dr. Regis Martin next week of Franciscan University in Steubenville, and he's got some powerful thoughts about that, just taped a conversation with him. We'll have a look at This Week in Catholic History with Kevin Schmiesing, remembering the death of the last Catholic Lord Baltimore. Plus, we're talking to you on Monday morning as well, and we're going to see what creative ideas we can help people with to give up for Lent next week as well. Ooh. Do you have any ideas in mind yet?
I'm praying about it. I don't know yet. I really want to make it something that is very sacrificial, not just, oh, I'm going to give up. I don't eat sweets, so it's not a big deal for me, but something that means a lot. So I have to, I'm praying about it. I'm trying to, I'm going to go talk to my spiritual director and see what he suggests.
Well, I thought Life Teen had a list of some creative things, and one of them was from a girl who said that for Lent she was always going to wear whatever the first outfit she put on was each day.
That's such a girl thing, isn't it?
I know. That's I was like, true. You know, that wouldn't work for me. That's not a penance. That's what I
right.
do anyway. But
exactly.
for some people, I can see it.
Well, because we do spend a lot of time on our appearance, and that's very sweet. But actually, it probably would be a good thing because it would make her less, you know, pull away from vanity in some ways. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Or giving up elevators for Lent. Yeah, there's all kinds of creative
ideas.
Well,
that's actually, that would be good because it means, you know, exercise, getting your body's
course.
Temple of Holy Spirit. Well, this is great. Okay, well, maybe you can help me figure it out by Monday morning then.
Maybe so.
Yeah. All right, my friend, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you bright and early. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. All right, before we go to the news, and we may not have time for the news today, but I have to share this reflection from Pope Benedict. This is just in line with what everything that's going on in the world right now in terms of how so many people have been hardened to hear what God has to say, what our Lord has to say to women and their dignity. Benedict XVI just gets me. Every time I read his reflections, I just spot on. Anyway, here we go. This is actually from something that came out many years ago. As Matt said, he did talk about this a great deal in one of his earlier Communications Day statements, but this was a different reflection, actually. This is the comments on we can no longer hear God actually came from a reflection he gave at one of his visits to Germany. And it's based on the gospel for today where Jesus heals the deaf man. And the title of this reflection is Be Opened. And I want you to think about this in terms of being more open to what God is trying to tell us and what the church is trying to tell us, and God through the church, the beauty of this gift of sexuality when it is put in its proper place and why it is such a gift and how the world has rejected this gift and turned it into something on their own, trying to make it something, and basically they have lost their way to the point where we're hurting ourselves greatly. Be opened. There is not only a physical deafness, which largely cuts people off from social life, there is also a hardness of hearing where God is concerned. And this is something from which we particularly suffer in our own time. Put simply, we are no longer able to hear God. There are too many different frequencies filling our ears. What is said about God strikes us as pre-scientific, no longer suited to our age. Along with this hardness of hearing or outright deafness where God is concerned, we naturally lose our ability to speak with Him and to Him. And so we end up losing a decisive capacity for perception. We risk losing our inner senses. This weakening of our capacity for perception drastically and dangerously curtails a range of our relationship with reality in general. The horizon of our life is disturbingly foreshortened. At our baptism, Jesus touched each of us and said, "Ephphatha, be opened," thus enabling us to hear God's voice and to be able to talk to Him. The gospel invites us to realize that we have a deficit in our capacity for perception. Initially, we do not notice this deficiency as such, since everything else seems so urgent and logical, since everything seems to proceed normally, even when we no longer have eyes and ears for God, and we live without Him. But it is true that everything goes on as usual when God no longer is a part of our lives and our world. As we gather here, let us ask the Lord with all of our hearts to speak anew to this opening, to heal our hardness of hearing for God's presence, activity, and word, and to give us sight and hearing. Let us ask His help in rediscovering prayer, to which He invites us in the liturgy and whose essential formation He has taught us in the Our Father. Benedict XVI. And again, put simply, we are no longer able to hear God. There are too many different frequencies filling our ears. 14 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. It is a Friday morning. We'll take your calls and questions for not only our next guest, Dr. Patrick Fagan from the Family Research Council, but also, of course, the director, screenwriter, and star of the film, Old Fashioned, Rick Schwartzwelder, coming up at 39 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Who's the head of your home and family? Is it Jesus Christ? Call the Men of Sacred Hearts to show you how to place Jesus as the head of your family and show you how to use the Holy Rosary to learn what is on your child's heart that they're not telling you. Watch one mom's testimonial on our webpage, menofthesacredhearts.org, and call us to set up your appointment today, 586-264-8550. This message is brought to you by Office Express. Let's all support each other. OEXUSA.com.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In John 6, Jesus teaches about giving himself to us in the Eucharist. The multitudes had followed him everywhere, hanging on his every word and rejoicing at his miracles. Yet, when he speaks of consuming his flesh and his blood, of literally taking him into our own bodies, his friends and disciples are beyond scandalized. The law prohibited consumption of blood. How can their master be serious? Many simply cannot get beyond the literal meaning of Jesus' words, and they abandon him. Jesus could have stopped them by saying that he was speaking symbolically, but he let them go. Because our Lord made exactly what he said. Like the Passover lamb of the Old Testament, his flesh is to be consumed to bring salvation not only to the chosen people, but to the entire world. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. Come, let us adore him.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Taking your calls, 877-573-7825. On the phone with us, Dr. Patrick Fagan from the Family Research Council, but also the Senior Fellow and Director of the Marriage and Religion Research Institute, a social science institute studying the impact of marriage, family, and religion on children, adults, and society in general. And, Doctor, really appreciate your time this morning. You said you had a special paper that you've written on this issue of pornography that you want to let us know about and where we can find it.
Sure, yeah. Done a couple of years ago where we reviewed all the scientific evidence on the effects of pornography, and it's on individuals, men, women, children, marriages, and how it works, why it is. It can be, you can get it at marry.us, that's the Marriage and Religion Research Institute, marry.us/pornography.
Okay.
We'll lead you right to the paper.
All right, great. And we'll give that one more time, too, before we wrap up with your interview. First of all, this is the first time I've spoken to you within this context of what's happening with the books and the film Fifty Shades of Grey. You've been on before on many other issues dealing with pornography. But what are your thoughts as we go into this weekend where this horrible film is going to be unleashed on the world?
One of the biggest things, actually, that strikes me without yet getting into knowing that the movie is bad and is going to have bad effects is this is pushing the envelope. Satan is pushing the envelope constantly on the degradation of the sexual, moving people further and further away from God's design for it, for Christ's leading on it. The whole of Christianity was based on one of the big bases of Christianity and its spread and its great effects was monogamous marriage. One man, one woman for life, loving their children. That's what the sexual is all designed for. And the social science on that, by the way, nobody enjoys the sexual more than monogamous couples, never had another sexual partner, who worship God weekly. That's other social science you can get on Marry at another place. God's design for the sexual is mysterious, wonderful, beautiful, at times hard, no doubt about that, but like everything else, it is the way to go. Satan is having a field day leading people the other direction. And the relationship between God and life is so intimate that when the life part is getting debased, the danger of losing contact with God just increases massively.
Why do you think the book and the film, the books and the film are so popular, and including among Christians?
Because Christians have essentially become unfaithful on matters sexual. I did a review, and I haven't yet published it, but if you look at early Christianity, what was going on in pagan Rome, the pagan Roman Greece at the time, you had abortion, contraception, concubinage, homosexuality, prostitution, pornography, all of those things were there. And one of the things that as Christians came on the scene, they stood out because of their modesty, their chastity, and their family life. And we've all heard of that ancient Roman thing, see how they love one another. Well, this is one of the great expressions of love, and that it was around family and through the family that the church grew immensely, not solely by the family, but and that's where it was most expressed, in the ordinary life of early Christians. There's a huge contrast between how Christians choose sexuality. So given what's happening, like once you engage in contraception, and this is one of the root causes, not the only, but it's one mm-hmm. of the root causes, mm-hmm. you totally alter God's design for the sexual. And yep. instead of leading on to the sexual expression out into spouse and children, which is more and more selflessness, what you do is invert the sexuality right back into yourself, and it becomes just for self. And you start going down that rabbit hole of mixture of selfishness and sexuality without realizing it. Most people don't realize they're stepping into this trap, but it has that effect. And once you do that, there's the floodgates are open for sex going anyway because it's unanchored right. from its real end.
Did you find it at all interesting? I really did. The comments from the co-stars of the film, the two people who played, of course, Dakota Johnson playing Anastasia Steele and Jamie Dornan playing Christian Grey, that in the interviews, now they're on the press junket. They're going around the country promoting the film, and they're talking about how difficult it was for them. And Jamie Dornan saying before he went home, or when he went home, before he even went to see his wife and his baby, that he had to take a long shower because he felt so difficult. He felt so yucky, and this was the most difficult role he ever played. This guy was, and he was describing the character as horrible. And Dakota Johnson saying, I don't want my parents to see it. I don't want my brothers to see it. Really? I don't want anybody to see it. It's too embarrassing. And then she chuckles and says, well, not really. What does that say about what's going on here? I thought it was very telling.
Well, it is, isn't it? You just listen to the words. This is the first time I've heard it. Mm-hmm. But these people are in a massive self-denial, self-contradiction. They're split, but they're complicit. You know, we all do that. You know, when we sin, we say, St. Augustine, Lord, make me pure, but not right now. You split yourself, you deny God, and you tumble down further. But when this is done on this massive scale with, you know, all the media of Hollywood, marketing, pushing, the effect on the rest of the world is going to be bad. Because this sort of pornography actually is, we can get into this later, but it is the gateway for women as opposed to men getting into pornography. The way this movie is constructed, women are going to be the big victims here.
Right, because it's based on this, you know, supposed romantic relationship. Yep. I don't know how you can call it romantic, but you know, and supposedly at the end, I have not read the books. I've read enough to know what's in the books, but in the last book of the trilogy, apparently she changes him and they go off into the sunset and even are walking into a church at the end, apparently one of the last scenes in the final book, which is a whole nother level of, well, we can talk about that another time, but this is a problem here, Doctor, because you know and I know and those of us who study this know that there's a big difference between what happens in fantasy fiction and real life. So people, especially young people, are going to be getting the idea that, well, what's the matter with it? She changes him in the end.
Yeah. And this almost is part of the satanic seduction that's background, at least my interpretation of it. But what happens, there's a big difference between men, boys and girls, men and women, view and get into pornography. Men are drawn essentially by the image of a beautiful woman, you know, etc. Women now That's not it. They're drawn into the relational aspect. And the main gateway for women into pornography are the erotic romantic novels. And that gradually leads on. And, of course, the pathway then in is they get more into that. And like all addictions, or all pleasures, actually, they pall after a while, so you need more intense form. The more intense form in the sexual is, something more exciting, pushing the limits. And from there, they get into online. One of the typical ways today is into online pornography. Well, first right. Looking at it online, on the Internet, but then into online pornography, and then from online into chat. And once women are into chat pornography or the chat scene, huge portion of them then get into one-on-one relationship with the people involved. And its destructive impact on their capacity for having a loving relationship with a man is just like for the men. It kills it.
Right. It desensitizes and totally perverts it. All right, we're going to take a break. And Debbie's been patiently holding from Pennsylvania. Debbie, I'm sorry to make you wait, sweetie, but I wanted to get some of the wisdom of Dr. Patrick Fagan out there on the airways before we took calls. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Catholic Connection on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Him Family Dentistry continues to offer pain-free dentistry and innovative ideas that will make you shake your head in disbelief. In addition to one-visit crowns, Him Family Dentistry offers Invisalign. Invisalign is an invisible teeth straightener and alternative to braces that allows you to eat what you want and remove them when necessary and with none of the irritation and soreness. To save time and discomfort, call Him Family Dentistry at 734-421-0121. That's 734-421-0121.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection.
And this is Steve Ray of Footprints of God Pilgrimages.
And we both invite you to a fabulous pilgrimage coming up April 8th through the 18th. We are going to go to Avila, Lourdes, and Fatima. Right, Steve?
That's right, and that's three countries. We're going to drive through Portugal, Spain, and France, and we're going to see a lot of beautiful things along the way.
And there's a special anniversary involved with St. Teresa of Avila. I'm so excited. She's my favorite saint. She's the first female doctor of the Church. And we'll be seeing the beautiful town of Avila and learn more about this doctor of the Church.
And this will be kind of a study of Carmelite spirituality, too, as we go through and make friends with new pilgrims along the way. This is always a time where people make lasting friendships with masses every day as well.
To learn more about your Ave Maria radio trip to Avila, Lourdes, and Fatima, April 8th through the 18th, go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the pilgrimage link.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile. 5% of your mobile plan price goes to a pro-life or Catholic charity at no additional cost to you. More information can be found at CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Building the apostolate of the laity and leading in the new evangelization. Ave Maria Radio joins EWTN in spearheading the recovery of the American Catholic identity and equipping all Catholics to take co-responsibility for Christ's Church.
With Dr. Pat Fagan from the Family Research Council, also Senior Fellow and Director of the Marriage and Religion Research Institute, 877-573-7825. Debbie, thank you so much for your patience. Debbie calling on line 2 from Pennsylvania. What is your question for Dr. Fagan? Good morning.
Good morning, Teresa. Dr. Fagan, I'd like to ask you, what do you suggest for survivors of spousal rape who are being subjected to the reminders of the violence that they experienced with this movie's release?
Wow. Powerful.
So you're talking about essentially that this movie is going to revisit the whole trauma on people who have already suffered this type of degradation. The first thing is don't attend it. Don't get near the stimulus. Talk to your friends, have friends protect, set up barriers. Like if you take an alcoholic and he's going to a wedding where there's lots of drink going to be there, you know, just normal drink, but if he has a real difficulty, well, he will set things up with friends, and he'll avoid certain things. You definitely don't want him going up to the bar. Same thing here. The other thing, of course, is turning to prayer. Go to the Blessed Sacrament. We're getting into Lent. Go to Christ on the cross. Go to his mother and St. Joseph, like his feast day is coming up. That's where the consolation and the good effect lies. We see this actually, Dagger John, the great Catholic Archbishop of New York, back in the 1820s when the Irish, this is before the famine, sexually had become very degraded in New York. How did he turn them around? For the women, devotion to Our Lady.
Mm.
For the men, devotion to the Sacred Heart and giving up the drink. And within a generation and a half, he turned them around. But it was the devotion turning to Our Lady on this issue. St. Joseph, the Sacred Heart.
All right. Debbie, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. 877-573-7825. What is the best way to respond in general for people who are not churched, Dr. Fagan, who haven't been, who aren't Catholic or even Christian in any way, mm-hmm. who are fallen away from their faith, and this comes up around, let's say, you know, the water cooler today, how many people are going to see or taking their spouse to see 50 Shades of Grey? How do we respond to this? Because you don't want to push them away, but you want to enter into a dialogue, because this is not just bad for Christians. I mean, this is truth is
yeah.
truth. And
that's
this is why the
this
church teaches that
angry.
Contraception is wrong, that abortion yeah. is wrong, and all these things, because it affects everybody, because we're going outside of natural law. But what is the best way, do you think, to engage others on this?
I would do it around the, why is this attractive to women? What is the director? See, directors who direct movies are doing it to evoke a response in the audience. What are the scenes designed to elicit from women? And they're deliberately done to elicit a response of awe, of interest, of excitement. That's what the director is doing. It's like a priming. It's like a kindergarten, first grade eroticism on this bestial, sadomasochistic way. That's what this is. This is a primer. So I'd more draw people out on the, what is the director about here? What's he trying to do?
Actually, it's a woman. Do you know, a woman's directing this film, that makes it even worse.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Because
yeah.
she understands more intuitively the way women respond. I didn't know that, but that's
yeah.
another element in the what I would call the satanic design of this
mm-hmm.
movie.
Mm-hmm. You and I have been around long enough to remember radical feminists, you know, the 60s, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, in the 70s, and bringing their bras on Washington and saying, mm-hmm. I do not want to be an object. I want it to be mm-hmm. wanted for more than just my body. I want to be seen for my mind and what I can contribute. And now we have this, and I keep thinking of how so many women, and you and I were talking about this during the break, whenever a priest or a pastor would have the audacity or the unmitigated gall to talk about Ephesians 5, wives be submissive to your husbands, you know, husband loves you, love your wives as Christ loved the church, they would just go crazy. And yet, in these books and in this film, they did have made a big deal apparently about the contract, and they have close-up shots of her signing on this contract to be a submissive.
Mm-hmm. In a totally, the very opposite end of the scale that Christ is calling to, that St. Paul was talking about.
How can people not see this, though, Doctor? It's
well,
so
we gradually
obvious.
Become blinded.
True.
You know, the sexual is the greatest pleasure God has given man. But if you look at the other pleasures, you can see how we can get blinded. We can get blinded on drink. People get blinded on drugs. People can get blinded on food. You can get blinded on chocolate. You lose your perspective gradually.
Yeah.
And it has these natural effects. And because grace builds on nature, once the nature gets corrupted, getting back to grace means a huge reform, a huge repentance, a very big grace, very frequently necessitating real suffering, the real human suffering. Mm-hmm. As you think of alcoholics, they go down, 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 and it's not until they hit base that they say, my goodness. And then, if they're in time, work their way back through grace.
All right, let's take one more call. This is it Andra from Michigan on line 4? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
No, it's Sandra.
Sandra, I'm sorry.
That's fine. This is going to be really difficult.
That's okay.
I'm a victim of sexual abuse as a child. And in my 60s, I'm still suffering the repercussions, even in my marriage. And I have a good marriage except for this whole area. And I can't seem to filter out all this negativity, all this attack on good sex from affecting, you know, my relationship in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I my husband becomes the attacker, the bad guy, even though I don't want him to be, and I know he isn't. That's not his intention. And I have been through many, many counseling sessions. I just don't really know where to turn right now. It's a real, really hard, it's a very difficult time for us.
Mm, okay. Dr. Fagan, any suggestions for Sandra?
Well, she's already in contact with counselors, therapists. Lean on the best. Use your common sense there. Who is most helpful for you? But then I come back actually to the same again. The Sacred Heart here. Our Lord, Our Lady, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Ask him, like if you go through the Gospels, he got rid of demons. Ask him to help you there. But rely on friends, bring your husband into confidence. You need at least a very solid common sense, better if you have two, women friends that you can, who will help you through these particularly tough periods. So counseling, good priest, Blessed Sacrament, good friends, good relationships around you.
Yeah, and don't give up, Sandra. Don't give up. Just hang in there and keep turning yourself over to Jesus. Keep putting yourself on the altar in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Thank you for your courage for calling, Doctor. Thank you for your beautiful wisdom, and God bless your work as well. Thank you, Dr. Fagan.
God bless.
We'll be right back. Rick Swartzwelder, thanks be to God. Something positive also coming to the screens this weekend. He joins us about the movie Old Fashioned. If you have a question or a comment, 877-573-7825.
Beautiful Michigan road trips can be adventurous in the snow, but with the all-new, completely redesigned Jeep Cherokee midsize SUV, 4x2 or 4x4, you can be confident you are driving the roads in safety and enjoy the adventure. 10 airbags, up to 35 miles per gallon, and loaded with safety features, this all-new Jeep Cherokee is so fun to drive. You'll want to go on errands around town just to drive it. Experience the difference at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or visit us online at PinckneyChrysler.com.
This Ave Maria radio program is underwritten in part by Visiting Angels. Many people are wondering how they can care for older family members who cannot fully care for themselves. Visiting Angels provides compassionate home visits even up to 24 hours per day, and you may select your caregiver. Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide help in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Visiting Angels is online at visitingangels.com. Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Hi, I'm Reno Frazita with Secure My Funds, and I've had the pleasure of serving people here in Metro Detroit for over 20 years. And let me tell you, when it comes to money and investing, 2015 is going to look very different from the last several years. Do you have a retirement plan from your current or former employer? Here's a smart money tip. You can take control of that money now and roll it over to an IRA in your own name. An IRA that can grow safely and without market risk and provide lasting income for you and your spouse when you retire. How you position your retirement money today could have a big, big impact on your retirement income down the road. Take the right steps to protect your retirement money now. If you're not sure how, let me show you. For informative literature or a free consultation, give me a call at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831. Or visit securemyfunds.com.
Advisory services offered through CoreCap Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
While the days are young,
actually from the film Old Fashioned. Rick Swartzwelder is back with us. And Rick, I know everyone is asking me, get Rick back on. We want to talk to Rick. So here we are. He wrote the screenplay. He stars in the movie. He directed it, Old Fashioned, opening in just over 200 theaters around the country this weekend. And Rick was just telling me during the break, as my question was, how do we get it all over the place? Because it's definitely a David and Goliath situation, obviously, with 50 Shades. But you were telling me, Rick, that your pre-sales are through the roof. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you taking time this morning.
Oh, yeah, so glad to be back chatting with you some more. And thank you so much for playing Scott Crepane's song.
I love that song.
It's great to hear. Fandango reached out to us and let us know yesterday that of all the new releases, we're number three for pre-sales. And for a small niche film like ours, opening on only, 200-plus screens, that's huge. And so it bodes very well for a strong weekend. But I can't stress enough, if folks are thinking maybe they'll wait till next weekend to come out, I mean, this weekend is key for us, because if our numbers are strong enough, they'll pull the trigger Monday morning and expand us even wider. And that's,
awesome.
Gets the film in more markets.
Now, if it's not playing, I've been hearing from some folks around the country who are really, really heartbroken that they don't have it at their theater. Should they be going to their local theater and saying, hey, you got to get this film?
They can. I mean, it definitely helps, because if a theater owner, starts to get a sense that there's enough people in their community to do it, they'll run the risk. There's also ways they can do it. If they go to oldfashionedmovie.com, they can get in touch with us. And if you have a large enough support within your community and can guarantee a certain number of ticket sales, it'll go. Like, that's happened in Austin, Texas, Albany, New York, I think Idaho, Miami, Florida, several towns that we weren't opening in. There was someone in that local market that reached out and made it happen. But it really takes a local champion. But the biggest thing right now in the immediate is if anyone's near, like, let's say someone is in a community where the film isn't playing, but they know someone who's living where it is playing. Getting that person to go where it is playing will help that, hopefully, get our film closer to where everyone's at. Because even if we add just another 100 screens, then we're reaching just about everywhere.
Okay, great. Now, in terms of the actual story, I don't want to give too much away, because it's a beautiful film, and I don't want people knowing what happened. But let's just say it's the complete opposite of what we're seeing in 50 Shades. But what was interesting, and when you were on with us last time, I thought when I was watching the film, and I was honored to be able to endorse it for you, but when I was watching it, I thought, wow, there's so many elements here that directly counteract the awful stuff going on in 50 Shades. So I thought maybe you were writing it in response to it, but you said no.
And it's one of those things where you just see God's hand guiding things in ways you don't even know. But when I started writing the original screenplay for Old Fashioned, the version that we have now, it was actually way back in 2006. And that's, was 5 years before 50 Shades of Grey, the book, even hit shelves. So I wasn't even remotely thinking about that until after our film was done and we were looking for a place to release our film, the window we put it in the theaters, and that's when we sort of landed on Valentine's Day weekend, sort of in the, David versus Goliath standoff deal. But it really, when I learned about 50 Shades of Grey and more of what the story was, it's remarkable the similarities of the story and how we are we're dealing with some of the same themes, we just draw very different conclusions.
It's so interesting because, in the 50 Shades of Grey film and books, you have this, really monster of a character who can only enjoy a relationship with a woman if he's physically abusing her and emotionally abusing her because there's stalking, and which has been confirmed by a number of different experts in this area who's looked at the film and this so-called relationship between Anastasia Steele and Christian Grey. And your character, I was telling you this the last time you were on, my heart was breaking for you because I could see how the character was so devastated by the way he had changed and was in a strong relationship with Christ, but what you had done in your past was plaguing you, the way you treated women.
Yes, and it prevented him from really, he was on the verge of isolating himself, just not from others, but even from God. Because not fully, embracing the forgiveness and mercy that God wants us, that's why Christ came and died for us, and offers that healing and wholeness and forgiveness for those of us that, want to receive that. And so it is heartbreaking to see Clay, but that's why I think why we feel such joy, or at least when I'm watching with audiences, you can feel when Aunt Zella at the end sort of hits him upside the head, and he really does kind of snap out of it. That there's such a relief that you figure these two lovers have a chance.
And boy, you talk about romance. I mean, this is what Fifty Shades of Grey is, a perverted version of it, and trying to grab women with the quote-unquote romance, which is just crazy. But, I mean, you talk about the beauty of the romance in this film and the tenderness between the two characters.
Yes, and yeah, it's beautiful, and you know, what I love about Old Fashioned is it really is someone that we just got a quote, a review from, I think, someone out at Fresno, California, secular newspaper. And he just said it's a lovely, endearing story about what it looks like to fall in love, not fall in lust.
Aww.
And it was so great to hear that. You know, there's some people, not everyone's excited about this approach we're taking to romance and love and sort of taking your time with things. But to see it connecting with some, because I just know it's the longing of a lot of people's hearts to not just objectify one another, or to be objectified by someone else, but really have someone that cares about you and wants the best for you and wants to commit to you before experiencing that part of you know, intimacy that God designed for marriage. I think there are a lot of people that are hungering for that.
Well, obviously, I think that's why people are drawn to 50 Shades, because they haven't been taught the beauty of what relationship and marriage and love is all about.
Yeah, and it's very tragic.
In terms of what people are saying, what else are you hearing about those who have seen the film?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's pockets. You know, I'm in New York City right now doing press week, and I'm sort of shielding myself from a lot of the stuff because there's so much to be done, right?
Yeah.
I've already made sort of this vow. I'm going to wait till about 6 months from now, and then I'll go back when I have some distance to absorb it all. But, you know, what I'm finding, you know, in that early weekend, I was at last weekend when it opened in Washington, D.C., in Orlando, Florida, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was at multiple screenings in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Silver Spring, Maryland, in Washington, D.C. And, you know, spontaneous applause and lots of laughter in all the right places and people crying at the end and great Q&A, you know, question and answer sessions with folks afterwards talking about how the film, you know, not only was it entertaining but also was healing for them. And so that, you know, all of that's happening is juxtaposed now that the film is getting out there in the hands of, you know, secular critics and reviewers and things, and some people, you know, really pushing back a little on, and it's very funny to me, but like some of the ideas of that are explored in Old Fashioned could be dangerous or unrealistic or offer false hope, you know, for people simply trying to do things the right way or
like
slowing
what?
Down.
What are they talking about?
Well, just like the idea, you know, and we can talk about this. This doesn't give away too much, I don't think. But, you know, when Clay's whole thing about how he won't be alone with any woman that's not
right,
his wife.
Right,
right. Which really comes out of a noble place. He's trying to pursue virtue and honor and have integrity with this. But some people pushing back and saying that somehow it's impossible and no one could do that. And that it's somehow harmful to the woman, which I just have to shake my head and laugh a little bit when, you know, the same kind of reviewers are supporting a film like 50 Shades of Grey, which is literally about doing harm to a woman.
Right.
And so I'm still processing my answer for some of that stuff, but I just have to believe that we've struck a nerve. And sometimes when you take a stand, you know, even if you don't meet, you're not trying to judge anyone, I think sometimes people, there's a conviction of their own spirit.
Well, sure, it's the Holy Spirit. It's going to either convict you in a good way or make you, you know, run in the opposite direction. All right, we have some folks calling
yeah.
in who've already seen the film. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back to wrap up with Rick Schwartzwelder. Give us the link for the film again for more information, Rick.
Sure, it's oldfashionedmovie.com. Oldfashionedmovie.com.
Oldfashionedmovie.com. I have seen the film, and I endorsed it, and I would highly recommend it. It's really, really cute. It's just sweet, and it's tender. And I really thought your character was very well played, and I think the pain that you exhibited, and there's a particular scene, I don't want to give it away, but it was so well done in terms of the objectification and the degradation of women. I'm just going to leave it at that. It said so much without showing anything. Very powerful stuff. All right, we'll be right back to wrap up. Irene from Ohio, you're up next on line 2, 877-573-7825. You heard what Rick said. It's really important to pack the theaters this weekend because the more people that show up, the more they will bring the film to other theaters around the country. And what a good thing that would be. We'll be right back.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. and at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Republicans, Democrats, no matter which political party is in office, there are always investment opportunities to be found. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds won't compromise the moral beliefs of its investors. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. The portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and moral values. Call toll-free 866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Building the apostolate of the laity and leading in the new evangelization. Ave Maria Radio joins EWTN in spearheading the recovery of the American Catholic identity and equipping all Catholics to take co-responsibility for Christ's Church.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile. 5% of your mobile plan price goes to a pro-life or Catholic charity at no additional cost to you. More information can be found at CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
So many questions I have for Rick Schwarzwalder. I just keep talking and talking. All right, Rick, of course, is a director, and he also wrote the screenplay and stars in the film Old Fashioned, which is opening up this weekend in theaters around the country in over 200 markets. Irene calling from Ohio on line two. Irene, you saw the film last night. What'd you think?
Oh, well, we saw it in a theater in New Philadelphia where Rick is from, and I just wanted to say the theater had two showings, and it was packed. We got our tickets 45 minutes ahead of time because we missed the pre-sale. And there were just a couple of seats left. My husband was pretty quiet during the film. I told him briefly just what it was about, and that was the antidote to 50 Shades of Grey. Well, afterwards when we got home, we talked about it, and Joe and I are involved in our parish group. We do marriage prep. We actually have a session on Valentine's Day. And he said to me, he loved the movie. From a man's point of view, it was so powerful because it shows guys like that are still out there. And he thought, if parishes could afford it, if this movie ever comes out on DVD, wouldn't it be beautiful to give this movie to the young married, you know, the couples that are engaged to be married?
Oh,
that's how powerful he found it.
Yeah, I thought it was great,
I just wanted to thank you for it.
That's interesting what your husband said from a man's perspective, and that men like the character in, like Clay in the movie, Old Fashioned, but also I think I don't want to give it away too much, Irene, but how about that one scene where Clay walks away from what was going on at the bachelor party and what that caused? Didn't you feel like when you were watching it? To me, it was like, it was in your face about how degrading it is to women, but that they showed nothing. I mean, it was just, but the way it was done was like, this is how bad this stuff is. You know what I mean?
It was beautiful, and just his witness to his friend. That was another thing that we talked about, is you find out who your true friends really are.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. And to Irene's question, Rick, with that, is that going to be a possibility down the road to be able to have that available to show?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's going to be, it'll go after theaters. It'll be available for church screenings. You can actually bring it to your church and show it, and then there'll be DVDs and video on demand and all of that stuff. And in addition, there'll be materials for small groups, things like that. Yeah, that's all coming down the pike.
All right, good. Well, we want you back on when that becomes available, because I know a lot of good stuff came from also, for example, the Fireproof movie, which was really well done in terms of the study guides. Now, what's next for you, though, beyond working on this and what's coming out with this particular film? What are you hoping for, and what do you think God has planned for you?
Well, you know, everyone, that's the question right now. And honestly, my answer immediately is I want to go walk the Appalachian Trail or just go hiking or sort of reconnect with the real world for a little bit. Because when you make a film, it becomes very myopic. It's all about this movie and getting the movie out there. It sort of becomes your world, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, and I just sort of want to reconnect with that, and I think that will really impact the choice of my next project. So I want to sort of clear my head and see what the next direction is. Scotch Film is my development company. We have a couple films, scripts that are ready to go, But I'm going to, first thing I'm going to do is take a break and just sort of clear my head and just, yeah, see what God has, you know, see what light God is shining for the next step.
Well, that's, I think that's always the best thing to do, take a step back and say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do next? Here I am. I have come to do your will.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, let me say on behalf of all of our listeners at EWTN, thank you for offering us a beautiful alternative. Thank you. Really.
Well, thank you for the affirmation. It means more than you could possibly know.
All right. And the website again?
OldFashionedAMovie.com, right there. You'll find out where all the theaters are and the trailers and promotional materials, the whole bit.
All right, and so the charge is to make sure that, that people really go to see this film and then tell other people about it, correct?
That is correct. Valentine's Day weekend, to come out and show up that first weekend is so key, because if it's strong enough, the numbers look promising, then our distributor will go ahead and start expanding as early as Monday.
All right, well,
and
thank you so much. You know, and thank you also for spending so much time with us both on EWTN Radio and TV. I know you've been on Life on the Rock, and we really appreciate your appearance and also spending the time with us on the phone. And again, Rick Schwalzwelder from the film Old Fashioned opening up this weekend. What a beautiful and powerful alternative to, well, you know what, I don't even have to say it. Rick, thanks. God love you.
Yeah, thank you. God bless.
All right, Rick Schwalzwelder. And on Monday, Dr. Meg Meeker is back with us. Doug Keck, of course, with the Inside Word. And Gail Buckley will have our Scripture Verse of the Week. So I want to leave you with just a little bit more of one of the theme songs from the movie. I just love it. It's When the Days Are Young. And really, it is all about embracing the beauty of life. And it's played toward the end of the film. But I want to encourage you to go see the film and to maybe take a friend with you who, God forbid, was thinking about seeing that other film. And bye. I'm telling you, they're going to really appreciate this. We will talk to you on a Monday. Have a great Valentine's Day. And celebrate what is sacred and beautiful about relationships. We'll see you Monday.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
From Wall Street to prison walls, Dale Rosanella was a high-paid Wall Street finance lawyer and is now a volunteer lay chaplain and spiritual advisor to men on Florida's death row. What brought about this dramatic life change? Hi, this is Peggy Stanton, inviting you to tune in to Power from the Pews to hear Dale Rosanella's eye-opening testimony. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
Beautiful Michigan road trips can be adventurous in the snow, but with the all-new, completely redesigned Jeep Cherokee midsize SUV, 4x2 or 4x4, you can be confident you are driving the roads in safety and enjoy the adventure. 10 airbags, up to 35 miles per gallon, and loaded with safety features, this all-new Jeep Cherokee is so fun to drive. You'll want to go on errands around town just to drive it. Experience the difference at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or visit us online at pinckneychrysler.com.
Are you in a career transition? Perhaps is this message even meant for you? Hi, my name is Nick Sinko, and I'm the founder of Careers Through Faith. Careers Through Faith is a nonprofit organization which offers job coaching and career discernment, all from a Christian perspective. We're having a one-day workshop in Ann Arbor on Saturday, February 21st. To register or to find out more,